Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. My name is Ron Ike. You can call me Ronnie with a Y. I'm your host for today. Today's Sunday, April 19th, 2015, and we're talking to you today about the Ascended Masters. This is the one of the last shows in April, my month of April, I dubbed Angel and Ascension, not Ascension, Angel and Ascended Master Month. We've been talking each week about a different types of guides for you to call upon. Last week, we had the amazing Radley Valentine on the show. We were talking about how to manifest with some of the specialty angels. This week, we're talking about the Ascended Masters. Next week, I'll be talking with you about the Archangels, introducing you to their different energies, their colors, their frequencies, and what you can do, how you can call upon them, and the different specialties that they have as archangels. So we'll be talking about that next week. I'm also excited to tell you, if you haven't already been listening to my show, this summer I will be at the San Francisco Pride Fest. I'm going to have a booth there, and I'll be doing readings there in person for you, and I will actually be recording one of my shows live in San Francisco. So if you're in the area and you'd like to stop by, that's going to be the end of June. So I'm very excited about that. Also, of course, Thursdays you can call in to receive intuitive readings with myself if you'd like to do that, or if you'd like a professional reading. If you can't make it into the show, visit my website. It's ascensionmagic.com. So we're going to get into the show, and I see there's some people calling in. If you're calling in and you'd like to add a comment, I invite you to come into the chat room and just post your comments in there, and I'll try to get it onto the show. Mainly the Sunday shows that I do are informative. Of course, you know, I invite your feedback and comments as well, but typically Sunday shows are just, I share with you information that I've found, information that I've discovered, and just to create a sense of spiritual teaching about different topics. So that's my Sunday show. Thursdays is typically the show where I do question and answer sessions with you. But again, if you want to add a comment or a suggestion, come into the chat room and I'll be happy to get that on the air. So let's get started, you guys. I want to talk to you about how I first found out about the Ascended Masters. And this goes back about 20 years ago. There's a website that used to exist called Spirit Web. I don't know if you've heard of Spirit Web, but it used to be one of my favorite websites, amazing website. And it was just so many different channelings on there of different channelers and mediums and people sharing information. And every day they'd have a different Ascended Master. It had a little icon in the corner and it would say, "This is the Ascended Master of the day." And when I first saw that, and mind you, I was probably like 20 years old, I thought, well, what the heck is this Ascended Master stuff? You know, because I was brought up Christian. And, you know, to be hearing about, you know, like Saint Germain and Ganesh and all these kind of things, I was like, who the heck are these people? And some of them are kind of, the names that they have are somewhat out there. They sound like these extraterrestrials, and it kind of got me scared a little bit. I was like, who are these people? You know, can I trust them? Like, what is this all about? So I kind of went on this journey to figure out, well, who are they? And who are they really about? And as I went down this journey, I started reading some other websites and some books. Doreen Virtue, who I talk about all the time, she has a book called Archangels and the Ascended Masters, and she also has an oracle deck of cards called the Ascended Masters, and that even further familiarized myself with the Ascended Masters. So it kind of got to a point where I realized, okay, now I got to see who these people, they're not alive really, but who they are, what their energies are all about, and how, oh, they're just here to assist humanity. So that kind of started me going down the journey. One time I went to, I live very close to Mount Shasta, and Mount Shasta, some of you may or may not know, is what's called a city of light. And so it's also a chakra of the earth. So it's one of the energy centers, and it's a portal in terms of energy goes. So I was meditating on Mount Shasta, and I see this figure in my mind, this with someone with a beard and purple, and it just freaked me out. And I was like, what the heck? And I panicked. Now, mind you, again, this was about 20 years ago before I'm in my more evolved state where I trust spirit more. But I come to find out, oh, this is someone, this was Saint Germain. And Saint Germain is someone associated with what's called the Violet Flame. We're going to talk about Saint Germain today. It's very important to the Ascension community at this moment. But Saint Germain supposedly is really connected with Mount Shasta and the energy there. So we'll be talking about that. But I didn't know that at the time. It just sort of freaked me out when I saw that. So maybe you've had experiences too, where some of my listeners, where you've seen different beings in your mind and don't know who the heck they are, what they're trying to communicate, and maybe it frightened you. But if you set the intention that, you know, you're protected and you're safe, then you'll be totally fine. I mean, of course, there are, you know, darker entities out there with not so good intentions. But if your light is at a high vibration and you're focused on bringing good into the world, then that is what will manifest. So some of you listening may not really know what Ascended Masters are. I mean, I told you how I heard about them. But what Ascended Masters, what it refers to is they are beings who once existed on the Earth plane as humans. And through a series of what's called initiations, you can call them initiations, or you could just call it different life paths, raise their vibration to a high, high level of light and to a different dimension, and ascended into other realms. Now, you know, Jesus is a very famous ascended master. Jesus, you know, we all hear about the resurrection and he ascended into heaven and so on. But what's happening to humanity now at this point is that we are ascending, but we no longer are required to leave our bodies behind because the structure of our DNA and our physical body is changing. We're becoming more crystalline, and our DNA, what's called junk DNA, is being activated, and we are becoming able to access these higher dimensions, but while still being in a physical body. And that's the amazing thing. And this is all the things you're hearing about ascension at this moment. It's raising the consciousness, raising your consciousness, leaving behind what no longer serves you. But it's also just about remembering, too, remembering what's already there. And these beings, these ascended masters, it's their purpose to assist us right now. And it's their purpose to help us become masters, just like they, because they're not higher than us or below us or anything along those lines. There's not really a hierarchy. It's just about where's your vibration. Okay, it's not better or worse. It's just what vibration are you vibrating to? And when you're at a very high vibration and remembering, that's mastery. And that's remembering everything that you came into this plane of Earth already knowing. The Earth plane is very dense, and it creates all these kind of blocks to what's already there. But the veil is lifting, and we're ascending to remember these different things. So that's who they are, and that's their purpose. Okay, now I want to get into some of the important ones, who you can call on and what they're here to do. And I also want to kind of end the show, the last 5 minutes of the show, with a short meditation to help us raise our frequency, connect with the Ascended Masters, and clear blocks that may be blocking us. So I invite you to stay listening for that. Now, of course, the Ascended Master list is extensive. I mean, I could spend like 6-7 shows talking to you about all of them. That's not the purpose of the show. I really wanted to introduce you to them. And I went into a little meditation, and I wrote down really quick some of the ones that wanted to come forth for messages for all of us. So, of course, the one I've already talked about was Saint Germain. And you may be hearing about Saint Germain again and again and again, but he's sort of the poster child, if you will, of the New Age movement and ascension. And Saint Germain isn't really like a saint, like you think of the Catholic faith as having saints. He's not really a saint. He comes from when he lived his last incarnation, was from the French region called Saint-Germain, or en français, Saint-Germain, if I speak my French correctly. but he was a count, and he lived about in the 16th, 1700s, and he was sort of this jack-of-all-trades person, like I describe myself as being a jack-of-all-trades. But he was a psychic, and he spoke many languages. He painted artwork. He was a musician, a virtuoso musician, I might add. He studied alchemy, occult, and sources say that he even founded the society called the Freemasons, and a very advanced thinker of of ascension, right? A very advanced thinker. And, of course, we can get into what his other lifetimes might have been. Some people say he was Merlin and maybe Shakespeare or possibly even Joseph, the father of Jesus. But, of course, you know, when you really get down to it, we're all connected. So we all can say we were somebody if we want to really get down to the truth of it. But the point is, like, he was very advanced and very into metaphysical things at the time. Raise his vibration, okay? And we refer to Saint Germain, there's this word, and you're going to see when you look up ascension stuff, it's called Chohan. 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 And I've never heard of this word until recently, but it really represents like a master. Chohan is a fancy word for a master. So they refer to him as the Chohan of the violet flame, or the Chohan of the violet light. And violet, if you think of the frequencies of light, where you go from red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, just like the chakras in our body, the violet has the highest vibration. And Saint Germain is called the Chohan, or the Lord, of the seventh ray, or the violet color. So seventh ray refers to the seventh color of the rainbow, violet. So that's putting it in easier terms for you. But Saint Germain is very, very important for that reason. The meditation that we're going to do at the end of this show is going to call upon Saint Germain. You can call upon Saint Germain to help you to bring that violet energy into your body. And if you do some research, you'll find out what's called the violet flame meditation. And really what it is that you're filling your entire energy field, your aura, your body, everything you could possibly think of with this violet color. It's like everything's violet. And what the violet does, it instantly transmutes lower energy, things that don't serve us anymore, old ways of being, old ways of thinking, third-dimensional thinking, so that we can move on and ascend and release all these things. Because right now we're in a major shift, and we are all releasing at phenomenal rates that you can't even comprehend how fast things are happening right now. And Saint Germain can help with that transition if you find yourself spiraling out of control or just falling back into old ways that you're like, oh, I should know better. You know, I should be past this. You can call upon Saint Germain to give you the violet flame, it's called, and to release all that no longer serves you. Now, that doesn't mean you can't call upon God or the angels. Of course you can do that. But Saint Germain is specifically devoted to this particular task, so it's more powerful because that's basically his duty. But let's talk about the different duties. There's such a thing called the Galactic Federation of Light. Okay. Now, the Galactic Federation of Light, you can think of it like being, I don't know if you want to think of it like a Senate, maybe, like a gathering of wise and advanced beings, and each galaxy has its own federation. Okay? Now, underneath the Galactic Federation of Light, you have different commands, and in a lot of metaphysical circles, I'll talk about what's called the Ashtar Command, A-S-H-T-A-R Command, or the Solar Command, and it's like one little sector of the Galactic Federation. The Ashtar Command is like the group that all the Ascended Masters belong to. They're all a part of this Ashtar Command. And they oversee humanity in helping us on our path to ascension. And they work very closely with beings from other galaxies, other planets, and helping with things like preventing the nuclear destruction in Japan from reaching like astronomical heights to lessen the harm, basically. Cleaning up the oil spill in the Gulf and things along those lines that humanity can definitely do, but working behind the scenes in ways that we don't really understand. And that was an important thing they wanted me to tell you, is that there are so many beings of light that on this planet that we can't even see them. There's extraterrestrials all around us, and there's fairies all around us, and there's unicorns and ascended beings. It's just about raising your vibration to that level, and I talked about this on my show. So I don't want to get off topic here, but I wanted to make you familiar with Saint Germain, who, again, is like the poster child. So you can go on Google, and you can find pictures of him, or if you go on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, You'll see I put a picture of him on there about a week ago. It came up in one of our psychic readings last week. One of our listeners was really connected with Saint Germain, so his picture was definitely there. Another one that the Ascended Masters really want me to focus on right now for you is called Paul the Venetian. Okay, and I'm not really sure why he wanted to come through, but my guess is that Paul the Venetian is really associated with the heart chakra, okay, and compassion. And many of us, as we lift the old, what no longer serves us, a lot of that old stuff is in our heart, old pain from old relationships or pain from old lifetimes of what we've experienced, either been persecuted or just disappointment and heartache, and releasing those things and helping us to be lighter in our heart. Now, Paul the Venetian was an artist, and he's really one of the overseers of the creative and artistic people in the world. And I'm going to kind of read you this from Doreen Virtue's Ascended Master Guidebook. It says that he was the Italian Renaissance painter known as Paolo Cagliari. His last name was changed to Veronese to signify his birthplace in Verona. He lived in Venice during the golden era in the 1500s, where he painted religious murals and paintings. He successfully defended himself against charges of blasphemy for his artistic rendering of the Last Supper, and you can call upon him for freeing your artistic expression and creativity. So it seems like they want us all to work, and this is what I feel intuitively, connect with that, not the analytical side of our brain, which would be the left side of our brain, but the right side of our brain, opening up the right side of our brain to that creativity piece, because there's a lot of information that's going to be coming forth, particularly about sacred geometry. I talk about sacred geometry all the time. And the analytical part of our brain is great. You can consider that to be like the masculine part of our brain. But the feminine part, the receptive and the creativity, needs to come out more, especially if you want to develop your psychic abilities and you want to be able to truly be advanced in your psychic powers of your natural abilities. You need to have a balance between both sides of your brain, because if you're just like analyzing everything like critically with your brain, it's going to be really hard to be truly psychic, because a true psychic just has it's like an antenna, and the first thing you pick up on, boom, you just say it, and you don't have time to really analyze it with your brain. You could do that later. That's not saying your brain's not important, but the other side of your brain, that creativity, that receptive part of your brain, that's where the psychic energy flows through. And it's not really about being in your mind. It's about being out of your mind. Like Einstein, a lot of people think, well, yeah, he was always like cerebral in his thinking. But really, honestly, like he was so out of his mind, it's not even funny. And I'm not saying that to be a joke, but it's true. How do you think he came up with all these ideas and these inspirations? Because he was out of his mind, and these things just float into his head. And then once they come into his head, then he used that analytical part to analyze what was coming through. So it's about having both sides of your brain. And that could be why he came through. But you can do some research on the web about Paul the Venetian. He's kind of a handsome guy, and he's called the Chohan, or the Lord of the Third Ray, or the Third Ray of Divine Love. That's what it's referred to. And he helps you with your heart chakra and compassion, but also, as we talked about before, artistic and creativity. And they say that he lived in Atlantis as well, and was on one of the heads of the government. And before the continent sank, he established some of his teachings in Peru and helped the Incan civilization. And also, perhaps, worked later in Egypt with some of the Masons there as well. So, Paul the Venetian, remember, and Saint Germain, those were some of the two ones that, when I was doing my research, they wanted to come through. There's a whole range of Ascended Masters for you to look up. Now, I want to talk about, too, the difference between an Ascended Master and, like, a deity. Because sometimes you read in these books about Ascended Masters, and it gets confusing. An Ascended Master, like I said, has walked the earth at one time. A deity, like someone like Ganesh, we're going to talk about in a moment, and Kuan Yin, have not really walked the earth plane. I mean, there's not really evidence of that. They're created, they are either ethereal beings, or they're creations of humanity, however you want to look at that as well. So there's a fine line between an ascended master and like an ascended deity, or there's a difference there. Merlin is one I want to talk about. Merlin, we know Merlin being like the great wizard. There's a lot of controversies. Did he really exist? Did he walk the earth plane? Is he a myth or a legend? A lot of people have this discussion. We don't really know for sure, but I don't know. He's real in whatever way you want to refer to it. That the entity known as Merlin is real, but did he walk on the earth plane? You know, that's debatable. But Merlin wanted to come through with all of us because he wanted to bring magic. And it reminded me that I'm thinking that my month of May, because it starts with M, will be Magic Month on Ascension Magic. And I want to have a show about unicorns, an entire show. I want to have a show about just different magical things, such as shamanistic magic, shamanistic healing, different things in nature, and all different kinds of magical things. So I think that's maybe why Merlin wanted to come through. But Merlin is, you know, we know the great wizard, right, with King Arthur and Guinevere and the whole Avalon thing. And Merlin is up there in terms of Saint Germain as far as one of the main ascended beings that works with people, particular people who are into, you know, manifestation and magic and along those lines. You can call upon Merlin at any time you'd like to help work with opening up your healing abilities, opening up your psychic abilities, some of the deeper mysteries of the universe, shape-shifting, time-warping, crystals, alchemy, and so on. And I want to point out, too, you know, even if some of people who have never worked with Merlin, it might seem a little bit out there, but it doesn't hurt to call upon somebody. I mean, if you ask for assistance and you're open to however it decides to come through, even if it's through Merlin, who you may not be able to see, depends on how advanced you are with your spirituality, you're still being helped. And it doesn't hurt. Because, like, we got to kind of get out of the way of ourselves and stop categorizing how we would like our assistance to come. We put out prayers in the universe, you know, oh, do it like this, do it just like this, and that stops the flow, that stops it from happening. So you can definitely call upon anyone, not just these ones that we're referring to. There's so many other ascended masters out there. But the point is, just because you may not see them or have never heard of them doesn't mean that they're not real. So there's lots of research done by respected spiritual teachers on these different beings. So Merlin wanted to come through with you. Now, I started getting into some of the different deities that there's debatable. Were they on the earth? Were they not on the earth? Kind of debatable. One of those is called Quan Yin, and it can be spelled differently. Some people spell it K-U-A-N-Y-I-N. Some people spell it Q-U-A-N-Y-I-N. It really depends on how you want to, which source you're referring to, what culture it is, really. But Quan Yin is very famous, especially in the Chinese culture and some of the more Oriental cultures. She's associated with compassion. And she appears as this lady with these beautiful flowing robes, and she's very, very tall with long hair. And she will help you with that, again, with the heart chakra and compassion, but not just your heart chakra, but that compassion, loving your fellow human being, forgiveness, gentleness, sweetness, and that feminine energy of grace and beauty. And a lot of people have statues of Quan Yin in their home or a little altar where they pray. And that kind of gets into something that I wanted to talk about with you, is how can you connect with these ascended masters? Well, certainly, of course, you can just call out their names and pray however you want to do that. There's all kinds of invocations you can use. In the Doreen Virtue Ascended Masters book, she has several invocations in there, but she herself even says that it's really about the intention that you're putting out there. The words are you know, a small piece of it, but it's the intention that you're putting out there to connect with an ascended being. You can have pictures of them. Some people have altars of a particular ascended master. So if you're trying to, for example, connect with Merlin, you might have a little altar of a statue of Merlin, and you might have some things associated with him there. And it's not that you're worshiping it, it's just that you're honoring what he's there to help you with and inviting that into your life, into your house. So you might think about having an altar or having a photo that you look at or something along those lines. You might have a particular crystal that you work with, and you might program that crystal that when I hold this crystal near me or when this crystal is near me, it is allowing me to connect with this particular ascended master. Rose quartz is really good for opening your heart chakra, and that might help you connect with Mother Mary. Mother Mary is a famous ascended master, of course, you know, the mother of Jesus, but the rose quartz could be a way to do that as well. But again, a lot of people have statues of Kuan Yin, and I see Kuan Yin around a lot of people who are very compassionate, like Mother Teresa type of people, and or people who are trying to have that aspect in their life. You'll sense this long flowing woman around them. So Kuan Yin, she was not really an ascended master. She's what's called a deity. And a deity, you can think of like a goddess or somebody that is used in religion. For example, like Zeus or something, like could be a god you can call upon of the Greek culture. But that's how Kuan Yin is. But Kuan Yin's more for the like Chinese culture, Oriental cultures along those lines. Another one that's a famous deity that I think would help a lot of us is called Ganesh or Ganesh, depends on how you want to call it. And Ganesh is an elephant-faced deity, and he's got this gigantic elephant trunk. And if you think of an elephant, what does an elephant do? An elephant can trample over things. Ganesh helps to clear our path and to remove obstacles that are in our way. So if you find that you're stuck and you have no idea which direction to move, ask Ganesh or Ganesha, depends on how you want to spell it, to come in and to remove all your obstacles for you. And Ganesh comes from like Hindu culture and along those lines, or the Indian back, you know, in that kind of area that's from that particular culture. And Ganesh is a deity, again, elephant face. You might have even seen, you can see statues of him again. People have statues of him and they pray to the statue, and that helps them to connect actually with his energy. So Ganesh is one you can call upon as well. Let's see, where do I want to go now with this? So I'm trying to get into, I got Kuan Yin, I got Paul the Venetian, I got Saint Germain Merlin. These are the main ones that wanted to come through. Some of the other ones that are more famous that you can think about, another one is Melchizedek. And Melchizedek is really associated with mysticism and magic, and that's another one that wants to come through at this time. His name means King of Righteousness or a rightful king. And if you look into his history can be disputed depending upon which book you want to read. But Melchizedek, Melchizedek, will help you with clearing your space. So if a lot of us call upon Archangel Michael to protect us, you can also call upon Melchizedek. Melchizedek will help to purify your space and to clear the energy. In a lot of New Age circles, Melchizedek is considered to be like a group of beings, and they can refer to it sometimes as the Order of Melchizedek or the Cosmic Priesthood. And it really depends upon which source you want to read, but pay attention to Melchizedek because that comes up a lot as well. Another one that I want to talk about with you is called Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, and Thoth is known as like the Master Scribe. Thoth is really associated with the Egyptian culture typically, but also Atlantis. And he wrote a famous book called The Emerald Tablets. Maybe some of you have read it, maybe you have not. But in The Emerald Tablets, there's all kinds of information about like what happened in Atlantis and how to connect with your higher self and how to work with some of the divine energies. And Thoth, if you studied sacred geometry, the book's called The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life by Jeroen Vello Melchizedek, a different Melchizedek, not the one we just talked about, although they have the same name. Thoth came through to him and helped him to actually scribe a lot of the information that is in that book. And Thoth is referred to, we may have heard of Hermes when we think of, you know, the Greek culture, the guy with the wings on his boots, you know, the messenger. That's the same person as Thoth. But Thoth is fascinating because just like Saint Germain, he was into so many different things. There's magic and manifestation and geometry and music and astronomy and so many different things. And I feel like Thoth works with me very often. I teach math, if you don't know that, but I'm really interested and fascinated in sacred geometry. And I've talked about this before. I'm going to develop some type of dodecahedron meditation. I don't know quite what it is. I just know that I'm being guided to do this. I'm also being guided to teach workshops on sacred geometry and teach people how to do what's called a Merkaba meditation. And if you read The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life, you'll find out more about this. But I'm getting messages that this is coming in the near future, so just kind of look out for that. But Thoth can help you with some of these things about sacred geometry. You're going to hear about sacred geometry. And again, if you want to find out more about sacred geometry, go on to the archives of my show and check out some of the older episodes that I have there. I have a few episodes about sacred geometry. And I've also used sacred geometry meditations on some of my shows. I've done that before as well. So check that out. Okay. We got about 13 minutes left here on the show. I've asked the angels to bring forth what needs to come forth, the most important information for you. So you can, again, find out so much about the Ascended Masters by reading the book by Doreen Virtue, Archangels and Ascended Masters. You can get her Oracle deck of cards, the Ascended Master cards. You can just Google Ascended Masters, or if you go to any metaphysical bookstore, you can find all kinds of stuff, statues and so on. One thing I do want to talk about, though, too, is Ascended Masters, there's a lot that we know already, but people who are leaving the planet right now who are also assisting us. For example, people who have recently left, such as Princess Diana, Doreen writes about this in her book, or Martin Luther King, even though we don't consider them to be Ascended Masters, they are enlightened beings who we can call upon to help us. So you can ask, you know, Martin Luther King, give me courage and help me to move forward with nonviolent, you know, protests or whatever. Help me with civil rights. Or you can call upon maybe someone. You could think of infinite people. Princess Diana would love to work with children. So if you need help with working with children, you can call upon Princess Diana. Or a famous athlete, if you're trying to, you know, work on your athleticism, maybe call upon the spirit of a athlete. Spiritual assistance is always around and available if you're open to receiving and you have faith and you believe in and trust that the universe is bringing it to you. Okay? So let's get into the meditation, because I want to do that. And I invite you to find a comfortable place to sit, or if you're laying down, you can lay down as well. I'm going to put on some music, and these meditations are not scripted. I just go with whatever comes forth through this. So I invite you to just find a space to be comfortable, and we'll go ahead and do it. Okay, so this meditation will take place in Stonehenge. So we have to imagine that we're there and it's a full moon. And we're all in a circle inside the center of the Stonehenge. And there is a golden pyramid of light around us, and we are divinely protected by advanced beings of light. And in your hand you're holding what's called a Merkaba, which is a three-dimensional Star of David. And it's hovering above the palm of your hand. We all reach out our hand, and our Merkabas connect as one giant Merkaba, one giant star in the center that brings out golden white light around all of us. Beautiful. Lots of rainbow colors around us now, lots of archangels here, Ascended Beings, Galactic Federation of Light, Yashtar Command. Feel our energies lifting now as we're raising up to a higher vibration. We're existing now together on another dimension, where we invite the messages of spirit to come forth. Germain is with us. And we invite Saint Germain to come forth and please surround us all with the violet flame or the violet ray. And we're soaking ourselves into the violet flame. It's so purple and around us all. It's consuming our whole body. Every cell, every tissue, every muscle, every part of you, every chakra, everything is being immersed in the violet flame. Opening up your chakras, opening up your heart, releasing, feeling the angels and the higher beings taking away what's no longer serving. Pay attention to what part of your body might need this flame right now. Send it there. Pay attention to images you see, feelings that you feel. Maybe you feel warm or feel cold sensations, tingling. The circle is getting wide now and spreading out across the entire planet. Together we are putting the planet on our palms and pushing it up into a higher vibration, so high. We are Ascended Masters. We are here supporting the planet through her ascension. So Kuan Yin is there with us too, giving us compassion, helping us move forward through our days with great compassion. There's a lot of gold energy around us now. I see beautiful gold streams of light, love, and you feel very light now, very free, flying all upon your own higher self now, your own guardian angels, and ask what messages need to come forth for you at this time. Messages, you may want to write it down as you go through your day. You may want to pay attention to what comes through. Keep breathing. We're going to breathe in this beautiful energy into our hearts. Fill it in. And let out what's no longer working. Again, breathing in, I see rainbow energy with us now, rainbows. And letting out everything that's no longer working. And when the rainbow's there, that means that Archangel Raziel's with us. And Archangel Michael's here too, cutting cords of anything that's connecting to us. People and situations, old ways of being that no longer serve them. We ask the Ascended Masters to stay with us through all our days, to help us be more of a master of ourselves and of our surroundings, and to remember all the things we're here to do. We ask Archangel Michael to uncover our divine life purpose, so that we may walk with faith and courage on our life purpose. And again, Ganesh is there to remove all obstacles, clearing anything that's in our way. We walk forward with confidence and trust and faith. Well, we're going to come back down now, coming back down to the ground. And we're going to just gently release, come back to ourselves. Beautiful. So that was an amazing meditation. Thank you all for that wonderful energy. Now there is a message in the chat room. It says, I want to say that, and excuse me if I'm wrong here, but she says that Kuan Yin is not actually a deity in Buddhism, but a bodhisattva, which is like a saint. So she is an ascended master, but she was supposed to have been a human who ascended to that level. So if I gave some misinformation, I apologize for that. But again, the intention is that you become familiar with these different beings, and regardless of, you know, the stories behind them, it's about the intention and what you're putting out there. Okay, so the intention is for you to have discovered some different guides for you to call upon, and I invite you to do some more research. Find out who calls you. Maybe a particular image came through during the meditation. Maybe you saw someone. Maybe you heard something. Maybe you saw yourself as an ascended master. So I kind of feel like Merlin is really going to work with a lot of us at this time. But I invite you to go on my Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and keep me posted with what you discovered. What other ascended masters are there that you would like to know about, or you'd like other people to know about? We're going to keep the conversation going because we're all here to assist one another. I also would like, if you can go on my Facebook page, and let me know what topics would you like to hear about on this radio show. What kind of things would you like to discuss or learn or know about? Because that would be more beneficial to you as well. I mean, if you're listening, of course, I think maybe you wanted to find out more about Ascended Masters, or you didn't know anything about them. So hopefully this was beneficial to you. Again, Thursdays you can call in to receive angels readings with myself. Next Sunday I'll be talking with you about the archangels. So we're getting specifically into angels again, but the archangels, who are specific angels with specific purposes and are like some of the higher angels that exist for us to call upon. We've already talked about a lot of them on my show, but we'll be getting into more detail next week. Also, coming up in June, like I said, I'll be at San Francisco Pride, but I'm going to make June, I think I decided to make June LGBT month, and I want to talk about some of the different issues that are facing LGBT people across the world in our local communities, and just try to connect on that level. So that's something that's coming through to me as well, because June is typically Pride Month. So that's something that you may be interested in if you're out there. Also, check out my website. It's ascensionmagic.com. You can find out more information about myself on there. I want you to know that I am sending you so much love, and I always send you my deepest gratitude for what you do in the world. And I want you to know that all is